I'd like now to welcome Michelle Goodman. She's the manager of the Tool Lending Library at the Habitat for Humanity Restore. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So the Habitat for Humanity Restore is a place where you can buy all sorts of things that people have donated, building materials and objects and appliances and all kinds of things. But little did most of us know, they also have a tool lending library where for very nominal fees, you can rent tools, carpentry tools, all sorts of things, take them home and build whatever you want to and then bring them back.
That's right.
How does it work?
Well, for, as you say, a nominal fee, we, and two forms of ID, you live in Santa Fe County, you can become a member of the library. You don't rent the tools, you borrow them.
Oh, okay.
And that list that
I
you're looking at.
I have a price list with prices on it.
The prices are late fees. They're not prices for the tools. The tools are free, and if you can stay within the time limit, then there are no other charges than $10 a year.
Now, how, it's a week that you get the tools for?
Right. One power tool and four hand tools at a time for a week.
So is it something that a lot of people are using?
We almost have signed up 500 people in 2 years.
Uh-huh. And so they come and borrow things and then come back with pictures and show you what they've built.
Sometimes, if I'm lucky, they do. It's pretty great. People who are doing projects, who know about tools and just don't necessarily have the big tools anymore, or who don't know anything. We also have a library of books, of how-to books that you can take out. And you can do gardening or plumbing or tile set. We have a tile saw, carpentry tools, as you said. There are all kinds of things that people are up to when they're borrowing tools.
Do you talk to them about how to do some of the projects? Do they come to you with questions?
Sometimes. It's not really my place to advise. We plan on having classes eventually for how to, but we haven't started that yet. And if I know or have an idea about what their question is, I'll talk to them about it. And we have volunteers who know more than I do. And I work in the Restore and I oversee the tool library, but we also have volunteers who are actually there dealing with customers. And so sometimes they can be very helpful with whatever it is. Often people know what they want and what they're going to do with it. So
it's such a great idea because, I mean, there are rental places, but just for things like a straight edge and a chisel and things like that,
that's
the fact that you can go borrow those things for a few days is so awesome.
Well, and some people have, it is awesome, and some people have donated tools and then borrow them.
That's great. That's a great idea.
It is fabulous. Then we store them. Lots of people get to use them. And it works for everybody, you know. So people in the library are really great about, it's very supportive of the library. Sometimes things will get broken. They'll go online, order the piece, bring it in. And then I have a volunteer also who repairs tools, and so he'll put it back together.
Now, what happens if you take something home and just break it?
Well, then often they talk to me or they talk to the volunteer about how it happened. Usually people are really good about saying whether it was their fault or if the tool just broke.
But, I mean, more if it was their fault. Do they have to replace it?
It's a lot easier than that. I mean, looser than that. We do have in our borrowing rules, there are very strict rules about all of that, it's said that they have to replace it. But most of our tools, I would say 95%, have been donated. They were donated to the Restore or directly to the library. And so they're already a little bit used. Often they're pretty new, but sometimes they're used, and so I'm not going to make somebody pay for something that was used and would be on its way out, you know. If it's something that I haven't had the truth is I haven't had the experience where something that was in really good shape got broken because someone was negligent.
So what you're talking about is a community of responsible, nice people.
I would say 99% yes.
We're talking to Michelle Goodman about the Tool Lending Library at the Habitat for Humanity Restore. What if people would like to either donate tools or volunteer time or anything like that?
Oh, thank you for asking that. The library, and a very important thing to know, the library is open Monday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Okay. From 9 to 5.
From 9 to 5, just like the store. And it's very important to know that you can only take out and bring back tools on those days. And we have some volunteers who oversee the service, but we always need more. We need more people to sit and talk to do customer service or do inventory or any number of other things. So that would be a way to help. The other way to help is to donate tools. A lot of times people have doubles of something or they just don't use their tools anymore. We've had contractors come in and donate tools to us that they use their whole lives and
wow.
You know, their working
and they're
lives.
Retiring.
And they're retiring. It can be really poignant.
You should have a ceremony or something.
I know. And I have collections also of very old tools that somebody has had forever from, you know, their grandfather had or whoever, and I keep them often even though we don't necessarily lend them out. But if they can't be used in the library, they can be used in the store as a donation, and the proceeds go to help build houses for Habitat for Humanity.
Now, what if people have, for example, cans of paint and things like that, which are still good and a little bit has been used? Can they donate things like that? I mean, those aren't tools.
No, but we take lots of donations. It so happens that we don't take paint. We've stopped taking paint, so that's an important thing to know, that we don't take paint. But other kinds of building materials and furniture, lighting, plumbing, sinks, any of that kind of thing, we would love to have in the store so that those proceeds, as I said, go to Habitat for Humanity.
The stuff that comes in, does it tend to turn around pretty quickly, or do you have stuff that's sort of languishing there for years? Or
Not years. No, we don't. It moves faster than that. Or we move it out in some other way, either take it apart and take it to scrap, or we recycle it in some way. But it does move pretty quickly unless we have something that people just don't want anymore, you know, and in which case it hangs around for a little bit and then we get...
What are things like that?
Well, there's some kinds of lighting that people don't...
Oh, because it's dated.
And it's not old enough to be really cool.
Right.
But it's not new enough to be really cool.
Right.
So it just sits.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are there other tool lending libraries like this?
Absolutely. There are approximately 30 tool lending libraries in the country. Some of them have been around for 25, 30 years. There's one in Berkeley, one in Ohio that have been around for 25 years, and some are only two others connected to the Restore. They all operate differently on some level, but with the same concept of lending tools. It's a great program, really.
It's just another way of doing community.
That's exactly right. It's a great community service, and people are thrilled about it. And so I hope people will come and take advantage.
Excellent. Michelle Goodman is manager of the Tool Lending Library at the Habitat for Humanity Restore, and it's open Monday, Thursday, and Saturday from 9 to 5. It's at 2414 Cerrillos Road. And the phone number over there is 473-1114. Where is that on Cerrillos?
Well, it's where the old Hastings was, on Cerrillos next to
Near Smith Supermarket.
That's exactly right.
Michelle Goodman, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.